السلام عليك يا أم الأئمة الطاهرين، السلام عليك يا أم المؤمنين، السلام عليك يا أم المؤمنات، السلام عليك يا خالصة المخلصات، السلام عليك يا من سلم عليها جبرائيل وبلغ عليها السلام من الله جليل. السلام عليك يا خديجة بنت خويلد ورحمة الله وبركاته. Our condolences to all the believers all across the world upon the passing of the esteemed Lady Khadija bint Khawailid. She was the first and most esteemed wife of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Her Eminence Lady Khadija alayha salam passed away on the 10th of the holy month of Ramadan, 3 years before the Hijrah, in a year which was named by the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam as the year of grief, because not only had Her Eminence Lady Khadija salamullah alayha passed away, but so did the uncle of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, His Eminence Abu Talib. Her Eminence Lady Khadija salamullah alayha was married to the Holy Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, for 25 years. And she was the esteemed mother of Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam. And even before her marriage to the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, Her Eminence Lady Khadija was well known for her akhlaq, her honor, her chastity, her modesty, and her virtues by the Arabs, whom themselves used to look down upon women, and they used to oppress women, and they considered women to be mere objects. Her Eminence Lady Khadija salamullah alayha was so well known for her virtues and her akhlaq, her morals and manners, and her honor that she was known by these same Arabs as Tahira, the pure one. And because of Lady Khadija's great wealth, she was also known as the Princess of Mecca and the Princess of the Quraysh. But this wasn't the only reason that she was given the title of Princess. Because instead of living a luxurious and ultra-lavish lifestyle, Lady Khadija, peace and blessings upon her, decided to help the poor, help the weak, help the widows, and help the orphans with her great wealth that she had amassed. And furthermore, if there were any girls who were poor, it was Lady Khadija, salamullah alayha, who would marry off these girls and would provide them with dowry. After Lady Khadija's marriage to the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, whenever the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to go to meditate in the cave of Hira on the mountain of Jabal al-Nur, it was Lady Khadija who used to climb up this very same mountain and bring the Messenger of Allah the food and drink and the things which were necessary for him. And it is well known among all the Islamic sects that it was Lady Khadija, peace and blessings upon her, who was the first woman to accept Islam at the hands of the Messenger of Allah. After the Holy Prophet's proclamation of Islam in the year 616 AD, the tribe of Quraysh isolated the Holy Prophet and his tribe, the Bani Hashim, and forced them into a ravine in a place which was known as She'be Abi Talib. It was in the She'be Abi Talib that the Holy Prophet and the Muslims of the early era of Islam were forced to live for 3 long years with no food, no water, no basic necessities of life, bereft of shelter from the extreme heat and the extreme cold of the Arabian desert. Yet despite her great wealth and her great social status, Lady Khadija salamullah alayha, she stayed with the Holy Prophet, the Messenger of Allah, through all the trials and tribulations which came about the early Muslims in the era of the Shi'bi Abi Talib. And as it is related in the historical texts, it was the wealth of Lady Khadija that sustained and supported the Muslims in this early era of Islam. For it was her wealth via which the Muslims bought food and water. Lady Khadija, peace be upon her, gave her wealth on the path of Islam and for the sake of Allah. By the time that Her Eminence Lady Khadija alayhas salam passed away, all of her wealth had been used up for the sake of Islam, for the protection of Islam, for the safety of Islam, and for the sake of Allah. Yet, despite having spent all of her great wealth upon the path of Islam and for the sake of Allah, she never ever bragged about spending her wealth on the path of Allah. Matter of fact, at the last moments of her life, she did not ask the Messenger of Allah anything except one question: are you satisfied with me? Eventually, Her Eminence Lady Khadija was buried in the holy city of Makkah, in the very cloak of the Messenger of Allah, the seal of prophethood, the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Dear friends, we see that when Islam came under a great pressure, a pressure and a hardship imposed by the enemies of Islam, Lady Khadija salamullah alayha sacrificed her comforts, she sacrificed her wealth, she sacrificed her property, she sacrificed her home, she even sacrificed her life in order to defend and protect and preserve Islam. Without a doubt, if Lady Khadija had decided to spend her life in her house and use her wealth for herself, she would have lived a long time. But nay, she decided to stand by the Messenger of Allah. She decided to stand by her Wali. She decided to stand by the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And she decided to stand with the Muslims despite the trials and tribulations that were faced by the Muslims and by Islam. All in order to protect, to preserve, and to be in service of Islam for the sake of Allah. This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.